Hello everybody, it's Pastor Paul here. If you've got a Bible, perhaps you'd like to go and get it. And when you've got it, would you turn with me to Romans chapter 8? We're going to be looking at parts of that chapter this morning. So where do we start in these uncertain times? The coronavirus has really taken hold. We've watched, no doubt in horror, as China, South Korea, Iran, Italy and much of the rest of Europe has now succumbed to this terrible disease. In this country, in our own country, the schools are now closed. The supermarkets have very little left on the shelves. And there is a real sense of foreboding. It is this environment that we are looking at right now. It is this uncertainty that we are facing at this precise moment. So the question for us today is actually a very big question. In the face of a worldwide pandemic, is there hope for us as Christians when all around there is an atmosphere of panic? Do we have a refuge, a protector, a helper? And the answer to all of these questions for us as Christians has to be a resounding yes. In our passage that we're going to look at in Romans 8 in a moment or two, Paul assures us that though we are currently facing major trials, it is God who will bring us through this time, and not just bring us through it, but give us victory in it. In this passage, we can know the assurance that victory is ours, even in the most stressful situations like this coronavirus pandemic. So we're going to pause for a moment or two now, reading from Romans chapter 8. I'll read it, but if you want to follow along, then please do. First, we're going to have a look at verses 31 to 35. Then we're going to miss out verse 36 and carry on with verses 37 to 39. So Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 31. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's look back at the last part of verse 31 again. If God is for us, who can be against us? Look at it like this. If you read the beginning of your Bible, you'll find that God was already there at the creation of the earth. And now if you go to the end of your Bible and you look at Revelation, you'll find at the end of time, God is still there. So if God was there before the beginning, and God is there at the end of all days too, then we don't have to worry about what is going on here somewhere in the middle. So the answer to Paul's question, if God is for us, who can be against us, is nobody. Come on, church. How big is your God? Is your God just an idol that you leave at church on Sunday who can't hear or see? Is your God a God who can't see you or hear you or be with you because we can't meet together? That's not our God. Our God is the maker of the heavens and the earth. He causes the wind to blow and the sun to shine. He orders the future, and he has all power, and he also has infinite resources. And it's in him that we trust. It is in him that we must trust right now. You know, many times in the Bible, people lacked resources, but they kept their faith in God, and they saw him change things. There's another name for God in the Old Testament, Jehovah Jireh. And this is a great name, Jehovah Jireh, which means God who provides. Our God provides. Our God is victorious. Our God is bigger than COVID-19. And it is our God who says to us today, do not lose heart. Do not give up. It is well with my soul. There's a great story about a lady that goes like this. One day this lady went to church. After the service, she went and spoke to the minister and told him that she'd been convicted by what he'd said and that she now recognized that she needed Jesus in her life. The minister asked her to pray with him and simply take God at his word and depend on Jesus for her salvation. And he read to her the words of Acts 16, verse 31. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. That day she went home rejoicing. But the next morning she woke up feeling differently. She went downstairs with tears in her eyes. Her little boy who'd been with her at the church said, what's the matter, Mummy? She said, last night before I went to bed, I felt like I was saved, but not now. This little lad said, Mummy, why don't you get your Bible out and turn to Acts chapter 16? So she did. And he then said, Mummy, is that verse 16 still there? Yes, she said. And her little boy said, if that verse is still there and you believed last night, then this morning you are still saved. In that moment, Our Lady stopped worrying. She stopped depending on her feelings and started depending on God's word. We should be like this lady. We may experience hard times. These next few weeks and months may be the toughest of times. But we can endure in faith because our God is victorious. You know, the Apostle Paul himself went through many terrible events. He was beaten. He was stoned. He was shipwrecked. He was put in prison. He was persecuted. But he still had total faith that God was with him. A Scottish preacher named MacLeod Campbell was asked by a friend of his, tell me, how do you know that you've always got a hold of God? He answered, I don't always know that I've got hold of God, but I do always know that he always has a hold of me. Let's read verses 38 to 39 of Romans 8 again now. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In these verses, Paul tells us that nothing at all can ever separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing in all of creation. Neither angels nor demons, not time nor distance, not even death. Nothing in all of creation is able to separate us from the love of God. Having heard those words, let's go back a step and read verse 37 now. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. God is on our side. God is on your side. His plans for you are for the whole of eternity. They're not plans for the next few days. They're not plans for the next few weeks. They are plans for eternity. So now, even during this veil of tears, we need to trust in God. And it is as we learn to trust in him more, that even in the midst of all of this COVID-19 business, that we will find that trusting in God will equip us more and more to reign with him throughout eternity. As we come to an end now, I wanted to remind you of the story of Horatio Spafford. Horatio Spafford is the man who wrote that beautiful hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." This is his story. In the mid-1800s, Horatio Spafford was a successful lawyer in Chicago. He was a very successful businessman. But he was also a godly man. He was a close friend of D.L. Moody, the great evangelist. Now, in 1871, Spafford went through several tragedies. His only son, who was just 4 years old, died of scarlet fever. Then, all of the properties that he owned as an investment were totally destroyed in the Great Chicago Fire. Needing a chance to regroup and get things together, Spafford planned a trip to Europe with his whole family. And that trip was going to coincide with an evangelistic crusade of D.L. Moody. But at the last minute, a business development delayed him. So he sent his family as already arranged, and he would then go and catch up with them later. However, the ship that his wife and four daughters were on collided with another vessel, and it sank in just 20 minutes. All four of his daughters drowned. His wife alone survived, and she was taken to Wales. From there, she sent Horatio a telegram with two simple words on it: "Saved alone." Right away, he made arrangements and boarded a ship to meet her. The captain knew his sorrow. So as they were travelling, he stopped the boat over the place where Spafford's daughters had drowned. Spafford didn't understand why all this had to happen in his life. But that day, he trusted in the sovereignty of God. And as that ship was stopped, it was there that sorrows like sea billows roll. And it was there that he knew that God regarded his helpless estate. And all he could say was, it is well with my soul. It was because of these experiences that Spafford wrote one of the most inspirational songs ever written. It was despite these experiences that he was still able to say, even so, it is well with my soul. So it's into this that I want to ask you, how are you doing today? How are you feeling? How is it with your soul? We're all facing a storm in our lives right now. A storm of uncertainty around something called COVID-19. I want to tell you right now that God says that even though we walk through the darkest of valleys, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, He is still with us. He says that no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the trials, He is always with us. And He is waiting right now to pour out His peace on us all. It doesn't matter what is going on. God says He can do a healing work in us right now. A healing work that brings peace to our souls. God says that no matter what else, as we will trust in Him, it will be well with our souls. Can I hear you shout, Amen? We're going to pray together right now. We're going to pray for God's peace, for His comfort, for His strength, that we might all know that it really is well with my soul. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank You that You are God, that You are King over the flood. Father, thank You that no matter the storms we face, You have still won the victory. And right now, Father God, I ask that You would pour out Your peace on every single one of us. That despite the uncertainty, despite the panic, despite fears and concerns over this terrible illness, that Lord God, You would bring comfort to Your people. That You would strengthen Your people. That Lord God, we might face the uncertainty of the future, knowing that You are the God who provides, Jehovah Jireh, and that You are Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, give us that assurance that it is well with our souls. In Jesus' name we pray.